Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy transfer deadline day, my friends. Yeah, it's a thing. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with the news that Christian Eriksen is set to become a Brentford player only 7 months after suffering a cardiac arrest on the pitch playing for Denmark at Euro 2020. Here's Darren Ambrose and Alex Crook reacting to the news on Darren Bent's Boot Room.
I feel quite emotional about this story because I was commentating for TalkSport 2 when he went down on the pitch for Denmark against Finland. Terrible scenes in Copenhagen, having suffered that cardiac arrest. If you'd have told me then that we'd be talking about him coming back to football at the highest level, I wouldn't have believed you. I think this has to go down in name, arguably, as the most exciting signing in Brentford's history.
It's a sensational signing. Like you said, all the health checks have gone well, which is fantastic. And not just that, Christian Eriksen wants to carry on playing. You know, you could easily and understandably say, nope, that's me done. I'm not doing this again. But it shows a real design, a real love of the game to want to get straight back out there. And Brentford has snapped a sensational player.
And here comes a minute's applause for Christian Eriksen.
Brentford's everyone's second team anyway, I feel, at the moment. They like the way they've come into the Premier League, a bit of a breath of fresh air like we've seen. But now they've signed them, I think everywhere they go or every team that go there are going to be singing for Christian Eriksen. It's going to bring a real feel-good factor towards the back end of Brentford's Premier League season. And this could give them a real kick and a real push.
Do you think Arsenal fans will give them a good reception?
You know what? I think they will.
On to a bit of tennis now. And Rafa Nadal beat Daniil Medvedev to win the Aussie Open and claim his 21st slam. Well done to him for that. He came back from two sets down in Melbourne. Would you believe that, eh? This was the reaction to the incredible achievement from Barry Cowan.
I'm in shock, really. It's incredible. Absolutely astonishing effort from Nadal, because basically he hasn't played since the French Open last year. He had all sorts of foot issues. He played a couple of matches in August and then cut his season short. There was doubts whether he was actually going to go and play in Australia because, again, the foot problem that he had hadn't healed. And then you watch a match like that in normal circumstances, but down two sets to love against someone the quality of Medvedev, Nadal's pulled many rabbits out of the hat. To be able to do it the first time that he's come back from two sets to love down in a Grand Slam for 15 years. One of the most extraordinary achievements, actually. And now, obviously, 21 majors. And that story will go on and on. You know, will Nadal now be the one who's out in front, stay out in front? I think there's a few more twists along the way. But, yeah, great advert for the game. I don't know how these guys do it for over 5 hours.
On now to Tottenham and the news that they've tried to sign Luiz player Ollie Tanner, but he's turned them down. That's Ollie Tanner, who plays non-league football. And Spurs still can't sign him. Oh, that's harsh. Laughter track. I didn't do that. Here's Big Tony Cascarino, who doesn't understand why Tanner has turned Spurs down.
From his perspective, are you serious? You're turning down, or whoever's looking after him, I'm sure there's somebody looking after him, you're turning down the opportunity to go to Tottenham from Luiz. Now, even if they offer him peanuts, okay, even if they offer him a small or poor deal, if he does anything at the football club of any note, they'll be fine a contract in front of him. That'll be well worth his while.
If you're Spurs, you need people through the door. Of course you do. Dembele would be brilliant, and I would, one, like to see that happen. I mean, there's money left over, obviously. They tried to get Diaz and didn't. So they've got money. What was it, 19 million, Bentancur?
You need to have important players in your team to have a strong squad. And Chelsea in this moment, they have a strong squad. Tottenham in this moment is not in the... We are very far from there.
I'm sure he was promised a lot more in terms of signings coming in. So maybe like a Tarek Lamptey or somewhere. And Crookie, you informed me that 50 million would do it. I mean, I'd try and go a little bit less than that. If they want to have that final push for top four, they need a couple more in.
On now to the championship action, starting with Wayne Rooney's derby, drawing with Lee Bowyer's Birmingham City.
The fans are right behind this team. They're right behind the manager. They're right behind this club. Let's hope they survive. And what a story it would be if Derby stay up. It's finished at Pride Park. What an afternoon. Derby 2, Birmingham 2.
At this point, I really believe come keepers in this league. I've been in football. I've had a long career as a player. And I know how important some points are. This one is a massive point for us.
As you say, a big point, a big 24 hours ahead, a big month ahead. Obviously, transfer window, you want to hold on to your players. You want the club to be surviving in a month's time. Where are you with everything right now?
No players are leaving. And I know there's reports of different things, but no players will be leaving the club tomorrow. So this is my squad for the rest of the season. And the lads are fighting every game to try and pick up points, pick up wins, and keep us in this division. So I know where I'm at on the field. Off the field, obviously a different matter. And as I said in the press conference, something needs to get sorted quick because this city, the community, for football in England, they can't lose a club like this.
We spoke about this, didn't we, a few weeks ago? And I think, Crookie, you said no chance. And we was kind of like, well, they might stay up. There's a chance, but it's looking very difficult. If he does, and I heard his interviews, Wayne Rooney, if he keeps them up, it's got to be up there with one of the greatest ever achievements in football, that.
And staying with the EFL, here's the Weekend Breakfast presenter, Natalie Sawyer, who was unimpressed with the behaviour of some fans over the weekend.
Sport is about winning and losing. Mm. If you can't handle sometimes when things don't go right for your team or for whoever you're supporting, then sport isn't for you, because that is what sport is about, winning and losing. I mean, I don't quite understand what happened in the Rotherham game because they were winning that game. But regardless of that, some of the behaviour we've seen, and this was a real shame, and don't get me wrong, plenty of positives to take from yesterday's football, but this was a chance for the EFL to shine. No Premier League football. It was their centre stage, and unfortunately there's some events that have really marred it, and that's a real disappointment.
It does feel... Since we've come out, we're just coming out of the pandemic again, but over this period, the last couple of years, that there's so much hatred out there. Maybe that's a bit too strong of a word, but there's a lot of discontent, and there's a lot of people really an axe to grind, whether it's football related.
Very quickly though, Cass, I want to get to a tweet we've just received. What nonsense she does talk. Oh, it's like Shakespearean. All these elements have always been part of football and always will be. In that basis, then, if you don't like it, I'd say football isn't for you. So what this person is saying, that flares and chairs being thrown onto the pitch and abuse, racist abuse, is part of football and we should just accept it. I would say the problem is you, sir, or whoever you are, because that is not a part of football for me. And I don't know what kind of football game you go to. It shouldn't be a part of football. You should be able to go and watch a game for 90 minutes and accept what you see on the pitch and not have to, as I say, throw flares or throw chairs or be abusive in a racist nature, for example. I'm sorry, whoever sent in that tweet, you are the one that talks nonsense.
On now to cricket, and England lost the T20 series against the Windies over in Barbados. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport 2. This is how it finished.
And Dil Rashid is hitting out towards Hayden Walsh Jr., who's underneath it. He takes the catch. Catch taken, hat-trick for Jason Holder. 162 for 9. Rashid had to swing. He had to swing hard. He goes for a first ball. And that should be that for the West Indies.
Now, in a previous episode of the podcast, boxing promoter Edward Hearn claimed that it was Tyson Fury who made the decision not to fight Ukrainian Alexander Usyk next in a unification bout. Fury, of course, will now fight Dillian White, not Dillon, Dillian, in the spring. However, Fury's UK promoter Frank Warren hit back at Hearn on Fight Night.
all irrelevant, and I don't particularly care what Eddie Hearn said. Eddie Hearn says lots of things, and he's one of the, he's part of the problem why these things don't get over the line. We had all this before with, what, 18 months ago, and we're trying to put together a fight between Joshua and Tyson. Every week he was saying it's done, the contract's being issued, despite the fact we all signed an agreement not to make any statements until it was done. And as far as Tyson was concerned, it dragged on, and when Joshua asked for an extra $5 million, he said enough is enough, and that was it. He said, I'm not interested, he's too greedy. I think you've seen some of the videos he put out on social media and so forth.
Is Anthony Joshua going to step aside? Let me know. The time has run out the bottle. You're all getting a good hiding, cowards.
And that was enough. That was it. He's a champion. Tyson's not beholden to Anthony Joshua. Him and Usyk wanted to get it on. Both of them wanted to get it on. But you had two people in the middle. One was suing the WBC and the other one was asking for more and more money. I think it was only at the death after Tyson made his decision that sort of got Joshua's attention. And as for Dillian, it is what it is.
On now to big Tony Cascarino. Recalling the time he bumped into legendary Italian goalkeeper Gigi Buffon in Las Vegas.
In 2006, when Italy won the World Cup,
okay,
I was in Las Vegas and I'm in the Bellagio Hotel. I'm going down to the swimming pool and you have to take your card at the Bellagio to get into the pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
have to go
yeah.
past a booth and there'll be someone checking you
and
as you go
in.
Yeah, and they give
that.
You the towels.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going down. As I go into the area of the swimming pool, there's a booth and in front of me, just in front of me, is Buffon. Gianluigi Buffon, the Italian goalkeeper.
Oh,
he's
wow.
just won the World Cup. And he doesn't speak much English. So he's trying to say, and you can hear the lady saying, you've got to have your card. You know, you need your card to go to the swimming pool. And he doesn't quite understand what's saying. But so I'm behind him and sort of thinking, oh, he's just won the World Cup. And we're in America and I don't know a lot about soccer, you know, and he's trying to get into the swimming pool. And I'm thinking, this just wouldn't happen in Europe. Anyway, so she's trying and he's trying to say, she's going, go back to your room. So I've sort of jumped in mm-hmm. and tried to explain
to
who he is to the American woman.
Right.
And she went, I don't care who he is, he ain't coming in. And I just burst out laughing.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight at the slightly later time of 11 p.m. It's just 11 to 1, but I still get paid exactly the same. I'm alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy, who, of course, will get paid very little, as he always does. That's just the way it works. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.